Hello there, my name is Benjamin and welcome back to Blabin Solutions. So in today's video tutorial, we will be looking at how to download free stock images or how we can get premium images for free. And in this video, we will be using two websites, that is freepik.com and Adobe Stock Photos. So this video is coming up shortly. Alright, as you can see, I'm in Google or I'm on Google. Alright, in any way, I've set both. So we have google.com here, and as I said early on, we'll be using freepik.com and Adobe Stock. Right, good. So first of all, let's begin with freepik.com. So in here, let's say any image that you want to download, we can have access to download it. Okay, so FreePic gives you the accessibility to download free images as a guest user or as a passerby. So you have access to download 5 free images, okay, per day. So if you are done downloading these 5 images a day, you are expected to sign up and become a member. So once you are a basic member, you are given 10 images to download free for a day, right? So that is how FreePic works until you become a premium member, where you are given unlimited access to download images, right? Good. So in here, we have access to download vector images, stock photos, and even PSD template. So I wouldn't waste much time. I would want to download images with surprises, okay? So let's say surprised image. All right, so in here you could see we have, let me say I like this one. So this is a premium image, okay? The yellow crown thing in here shows that it's a premium image. So as you can see, it's a premium image, and premium images comes with this watermark of the brand, okay? So you can see the watermark, freepik.com. So if I try right clicking this image, right click, and let's say save image as, so image young surprise blogger wears casualty. So let's save this, and this is downloaded. So let's open it, and you can see we still have the watermark of it. Okay, so how can we download a premium image without a watermark? That is what I'm about to show you. Good. So let's quickly go right in here. So this is the image that we want to download, and we have Google open here. So let's search anything in Google. So let me say car, right? Good. So let's choose the image tab, and let's have access to the images here. So let's go right back into our premium photo, which is this one. Left click, hold and drag, okay, till we enter into the Google tab where we can drop the image here. So it says drop image here, right? So let's leave the image in here and let's wait for it to load. So after loading, it will bring, or it will give us access to download all, or have access to all the image types that we just uploaded here. Right, good. So let's wait for it to load. All right, guys. So in here, you could see we have the image, okay, and the size that it is. So this is 626 by 417 pixels. Right, good. And it's saying find other sizes of this image. Okay, so we can either choose all sizes or we can choose medium sizes. Right. In some situations, you might not get this, all sizes or medium sizes. So if it happens that you don't get this, meaning we can't download that image. Okay, so now that we are fortunate enough to get this, all sizes and medium sizes, we can choose, let me say, I'll go with the medium size, and let's wait for this to finish loading. And now we have access to all the image types. Okay, similar image. You could see this is similar to this, to this, to this, but this is different, this is different, this is different. Okay, good. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to click on one and let's see if I can download it without the watermark. All right, so in here you could see we have the image perfectly in here, but we have the watermark of it. No, I don't want that. So let's check this one. And cool. So I have the image perfectly here without the watermark. So let me download this because this is what I want, right? So save image as, and all right, so we have the image here downloaded and there you have it. Okay, so as compared to the first one that we downloaded, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to let me go back to this downloads, and we have these two images here. So let me, so this is the first image, no, this is the second image that we downloaded, and this is the first image that we downloaded. So this is from freepik.com and that same image is from freepik.com. So we have the same image and this image, right? Good. So now we are able to download a premium image for free without the watermark label on it. So let's check the other website, which is the Adobe Stock. So in here we have, let me reload this page. All right, so in here as well, I'm going to, let's say, search for surprised image, right? All right, so I have accessibility to, wow, wasn't this image that we saw in Freepik? Good, so until I see what I want, I'll keep on scrolling either up and down till I get what I want. All right, so all right, so let's say I like this image, so I've clicked on it. Let's wait for it to load, then maybe let's see if I can easily download this premium image. All right, so there you go. You can see Adobe Stock Photos also has its watermark in here. Let's try that same step and let's see what happens. So left click, hold, and let's drag this image back to Google and let's drop this image here, right? Good. Let's wait for it to load. Okay guys, so you could remember I early on said that when we were looking, or when we were searching for the first image, we had the sizes available. We had all sizes and we had medium sizes. Good. Now in here you can see it says no other size was found. Okay, meaning I can't download this image, this premium image. So let me go in back here. Sorry, let's go back in here and let's see if we can get similar image compared to what we had. So I'm guessing this is okay. All right, so there you have it. So let's try this image and see if we can download, what if we can download this. All right guys, so luckily for us, we have access to the all sizes and medium, so we can actually download this image as well, right? Good. So okay, it's only giving me one image. Let me go back and let's see all sizes. Let's see how many images we get. I think we're only getting one image. So let me click on it and let's see if we can easily download this image as well that we have. We can as well download this image, but we will just have to crop this part off. Okay, this is a perfect image as compared to this one, right? It's cool. So let's right click on this image, save images, and let's download this image and let's download this one as well and let's see the difference, right? Good. So this is the one we This is the one without the watermark, and sorry, and this is the one with the watermark. Okay, just that we have, as let's say, the sizes has changed. Comparing it to this, this is a smaller size, and this is a more enlarged size. Okay, as compared to this one. All right, guys. So this brings us to the end of today's tutorial. If you learned something, do well to give this video a thumbs up. Make sure to leave a comment and also subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so. Until I come your way next time, it is still Blabbering Solutions, and thank you so much for watching the video till the end. See you in my next video.